Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Nethon Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville's Smoke and Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April at 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. In Huron County, a global plea was locked in. The Huron County prosecutor packaged two felony files for Shane Lee Cook Jr., securing guilty pleas to absconding on bond and tampering with an electronic monitoring device in one file, and resisting obstructing a police officer in the other, all as a fourth habitual offender. The people agreed not to request consecutive sentencing, but the court made it clear it can still impose it. There is no promise, and sentencing exposure remains high, each count up to 15 years with habitual fourth. The record shows a sufficient factual basis, non-appearance after court instructions, failure to maintain the monitoring app, resistance to arrest and bad acts on January 30th, 2026, and voluntary understanding pleas. Operationally, the court consolidated matters for sentencing on April 6, 2026 at 9 a.m. and canceled bond. Now Cook is facing sentencing with no safety net. Also in Huron County, the defendant, Aaron Matthew Laycock, has been convicted and sentenced for a series of crimes driven by a gambling problem. After stealing funds from his stepbrother, he fabricated an elaborate story involving a kidnapping by two large black men to mislead law enforcement, escalating a simple theft into a significant waste of police resources. While the defense highlighted his youth, lack of a prior record, difficult upbringing, and eventual confession and restitution, both the prosecution and the court focused on the severity of the deception. The court ultimately overrode the probation department's more lenient recommendation, imposing a harsher sentence that includes 30 months of probation, 90 days in jail with credit for one day served, and 30 days of upfront jail time, underscoring that the attempt to manipulate the justice system was a more severe transgression than the initial theft itself. When we come back after this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Get all you can eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all you can eat pasta and all you can eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the checklist and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news. Also, again, in Huron County, the arraignment of Aaron Matthew Laycock on Monday on 7 counts, including 2 capital offenses, carjacking and armed robbery, established the key legal and logistical parameters for a jury trial. Following a not guilty plea to all charges, the court set firm deadlines for motions, plea bargains, and witness lists, culminating in a trial date of August 4th, 2026. The most significant strategic development was the court's decision to radically increase the defendant's bond from a nominal $5,000 to $50,000 cash surety, citing the woefully inadequate nature of the original bond given the gravity of the two life sentence charges. This single judicial action fundamentally alters the defendant's pretrial reality and the strategic leverage in the case. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. With signature specials, mouthwatering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.